Alrighty then. It's Theater Thursday with Harry John Duke. Today, the great Sherry Lee Miller is back with us. Good to see you as always.
Oh, you too, Steve. Thanks.
So this play we're talking about is called A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It's at Spreckles. Now, you did see it. It's you wrote about it in this week's Bohemian.
My review is in this week's Bohemian.
And you liked it.
I had a great time at this production and would thoroughly recommend attending. If your entertainment preferences run to the murderous, you will have a lot of fun at this show. It is a musical, but it's a delightful kind of pitter-patter type of music to it. It's just a very entertaining, fun show, which the title would not lead you to believe that to a certain extent.
When was it written and how long has it been around?
The original story upon which it's based goes back to the early 1900s, correct?
I believe so.
Wow.
And if you're familiar with the films of Alec Guinness, he did a film in the late 40s called Kind Hearts and Coronets, which is actually based on the story. And Sherry, give us a little sense of the plot so the folks get some idea of what we're talking about here.
Sure. I'm looking at my notes here. The original story was called The Autobiography of a Criminal by Roy Horniman in 1907. So you have a much better memory than I. Well, we meet Monty, and he has grown up in poverty. He's a grown man now. His mother has passed away, and he learns that he is, in fact, ninth in line to become the Earl of Highhurst. His mother had been banished from the family because she dared to marry a Castilian musician.
Pay attention, ladies. Don't marry a musician. I've had three wives as a musician.
So he learns he's actually, you know, comes from an aristocratic family, and he decides he wants to, you know,
become the Earl of Highhurst.
Get back what his mother had been denied. Yeah, so the only way to do that is to systematically kill everybody who is an heir in front of him. It's a dark comedy.
A little dark.
I'm laughing.
Yeah.
But
wow,
it's
that
so,
should tell you something.
Well, it's so funny. And in rehearsals, I laughed so loud and so hard. I told the cast, I promise I won't do this during the show and disturb the whole performance because I have a big old horse laugh.
Now, this isn't a criticism. When I say that it's a cartoonish, the deaths are cartoonish, I mean that as a compliment. You're not going to come away from the show upset. You're not going to be appalled by the violence.
Right.
It's all done on a very cartoonish, amusing level.
I think that's even the word I used in the brochure was cartoon-like violence. You don't see anything. And it's perfectly fine for it, you know, kids who are old enough to enjoy the humor. It's
if they like the Roadrunner and the Coyote
and
things like that, then they would enjoy the show.
There's no blood.
No.
Well,
there's no blood.
There's a representation in one scene in which the opening victim takes a fall. And
oh, that's true.
The fall concludes.
That's true.
And there's a lot of red. But I don't want to give a whole lot away.
But even that is really, really funny. It's one of the best
animation
laughs in the show.
Really?
It's animation. So the songs are amazing. He's in love with two women. His first passionate love, and then the more aristocratic woman he marries, and it's all about will he get away with it, and who will he end up marrying? And Tim Setzer plays all the ancestors.
Yeah, every nine roles he plays every member of the Dicequith family that needs to be knocked off.
Men and women,
young and old.
I know him. I've met him.
I think we've had him on the show. He's terrific.
I think he has 1 8-second costume change.
So he
does a fantastic job. Our star is Andrew Smith as Monty Navarro. He and Tim Setzer are the, you know,
Andrew's fairly new
roles
to the local theater community, and he's got a terrific voice. All the voices in this production are terrific.
They are. The ensemble is amazing, and our ladies, Madison Genovese, who plays one of his sweethearts, and then his wife, his real-life wife, Maeve Smith, plays the other one. And then we have Eileen Morris, who is, well, she's an opera singer. So we have a lot of great voices, and they're just the nicest people you could ever meet. It's been a real love fest working on it.
How many approximately songs are there? I mean, it's not...
I want to say close to 24, just based on what I remember going through the program.
That might be right, yeah.
Yeah. Now this,
but they're probably pretty short.
And they're very expositionary. They're telling the story. The story's being told. You're not telling the story, stopping for a song.
You're not
and then
singing
continuing to tell
Ethel
the story.
Merman songs.
No.
I need to say that the director, Michael Ross, just did an absolutely beautiful job with it. And our music director is Jim Coleman, who we're thrilled to have back. His pedigree is remarkable. He was the music director for Angela Lansbury for Sweeney Todd.
Really?
He music directed Sweeney Todd on Broadway. He music directed Hello Dolly with Carol Channing.
Jeez.
He's the most modest, wonderful, huge-hearted man.
And, Does he live in the Bay Area?
He lives in Stockton, I think.
Yeah, he's in the Central Valley now, but he'll work his way out here for the opportunity to do a good show, and this is a very good show.
Thank you. He stays with friends. I knew that he and Michael would be a great match because they're both just these gentle, big-hearted men, and they were. They loved each other. And Michaela Snyder, who did the choreography, is amazing.
It fires on all levels. Yeah. The set design, the projection design. There are a lot of projections in this, and they're really cleverly done.
That's Chris Schlimp.
And they accomplish a lot through those projections. And they give it that animated feel as well, mm-hmm. to take you out of things being too realistic.
Yes.
The costume design,
Pamela
the music,
Johnson.
The voices, the ensemble.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Skipper Skiach.
Skipper Skiach did the costumes on this one.
It's running now through the 27th. Show. Now through the 27th at Spreckles. It's called A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
We've got a pair of tickets to the first caller who hasn't won tickets in the last 30 days. 707-636-1350. Give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, and a representative of the Spreckles Performing Arts Center will contact you to arrange those tickets. You'll have a good time at this show.
He gave it two Harrys in the Bohemian.
Two Harrys?
I believe everyone thinks one Harry is enough.
I know we do.
Yeah. Once a week, tops.
Yeah, it's really hopping at Spreckles right now.
Let's talk about the ticket option that you're giving to young folks these
days. Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. This is our 30th anniversary season. And to celebrate, we are trying something new with young people. All young people 18 years old and younger can get in for a $10 ticket. It's $10 plus a $2 facility fee. So it's $12 total. And so we're offering a $10 ticket, which is less than half price of what it was for that age.
Yeah. 18 and below.
Mm-hmm. 18 and below.
$12 whether you walk up to the door the day of the show, whether you get it online, however you get your tickets. If you're 18 and younger, you can see a terrific production at Spreckles for $12.
And whether it's a musical or a straight play, it's the same price. And, you know, at the end of the year, we're doing Matilda. So we're hoping that that will make it affordable for families to be able to bring their children to, you know, professional live theater and really
it's
have a
great
time.
It's less than the cost of a movie these days.
It is.
It's very, very reasonable.
It's A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, now through the 27th at Spreckles Performing Arts Center on Snyder Lane in Roanoke Park. The wonderful Sherry Lee Miller with us. Great to see you. And Harry John Duke, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, for all the information you need about this show, go to SprecklesOnline.com.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's always our pleasure. Our great friend, political commentator Bill Press, will join us next, and then there's a whole bunch more yet to come on your Thursday drive. Stay tuned.